pediatricians can't always tell parents what's making their child cough or wheeze or gasp for breath. That's because they can't test for viruses they don't know about. And now, researchers have identified a new culprit for kids' congestion. They found it in a freezer full of materials washed out of babies' noses, and they say that it is responsible for one of every 8 cases of lower respiratory infections in children. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The discovery started with a phone conversation. Pediatric infectious disease specialist James Crowe of Vanderbilt University was chatting with a colleague in the Netherlands 3 years ago about the flu. His friend happened to mention that his lab had just isolated a previously unknown virus from children, a virus they were calling human metapneumovirus. Crowe's department at Vanderbilt happened to have a freezer full of thousands of vials of nasal secretions from children.
And immediately we saw the need to look back at our collection that were obtained from, in many cases, patients that we didn't know what the virus was. And within a week, we were working on this new virus.
They analyzed nasal secretions from 248 children who had come to their clinic sometime in the last 25 years with a respiratory infection of unknown origin. And they described their results in the New England Journal of Medicine.
And we found that in about 1 out of 8 cases of children who had a serious chest infection, these infections were caused by human metapneumovirus.
Despite some of the worrisome new viruses floating around today, Crowe says the discovery of the metapneumovirus shouldn't alarm people.
No, we really should be encouraged because this virus infects all of us during childhood. It's a normal part of childhood. Only a small percentage of children have severe disease. And the discovery of its importance actually is an encouraging event because now we'll be better able to deal with it.
25-year-old samples of the virus don't look any different than samples collected recently. And Crowe's study shows that the incidence of infection hasn't increased over the years.
This is not a new or emerging infection. It's been with us as far as we can look back.
That means the virus isn't responsible for the increasing incidence of asthma. Kenneth McIntosh says the discovery that metapneumovirus is to blame for many respiratory infections in children means that researchers can now figure out what to do about it. McIntosh is chief emeritus of infectious diseases at Children's Hospital in Boston.
I have no question in my mind that we will have drugs for these illnesses, which will make children hospitalization less frequent. And also, if you are hospitalized, you will be less likely to get very ill or die if you have underlying disease. And secondly, vaccines for these illnesses. So both of these are in the future, and they're in the foreseeable future.
Vanderbilt's James Crowe says it'll be easy for drug companies to combine the virus with a host of potential antiviral agents to see what works. He says a test for human metapneumovirus could be commercially available in a couple of years, and his group is already working on several possible vaccines. In the meantime, the best way to prevent infection with the human metapneumovirus is frequent hand washing. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.